Start Oys Nun with us. The Kedama in the Reb Chaim Friedlander is Hashem Bovad, Mukach HaMetzias, Ve'ilu HaMetzias Kol HaOlam Tluya B'Ma'amaroi, Hashem's Ratzon runs the world. Omar HaSeichel, Afarish L'cho Yoyser HaKedamasi, which is that the Ratzon of Hashem is what gives platform for the world. What does it mean he is the Makom Shel Olam and Eino Olam Makom? This is the foundation of the entire Shaar Shlishi of the Nefesh HaChayim. In shum davar mukhrach ha-metzius, el metzius ha-yizbach. Nothing is mukhrach, meaning everything that happens is only because he wants it to happen. There's nothing mukhrach in this world except for Hashem. Mukhal nimtza, zula zeh, Eino metzius el b'cheftza yizbach. It's only there because of the Ratzon Hashem. There's nothing makhriach here. V'nimtza toli v'oimid rak b'rtzoyna yizbach. Hakein nikra shakol mitzias hamatzui toli b'ma'amari yizbarach ki'inin ma'asha omru b'mayim ha'alyoinim u'ki'inin zeh omru chazal ha'aretz al ma' oimedes al ha'amudim v'se'ara tluya b'zroya shel kodesh baruch hu v'chein omru oid basar v'dam l'mata mimasuai omar kodesh baruch hu L'mayla mimasuay shenemar mitachas zroyois oylum. Hamshileu bezek ki'ilu hu toimech kol ha-metzias b'chol protov v'hu oymer aleihem milmayla. Meaning, it sounds like a Kodesh Baruch is holding up the world physically. That's what that means. Ha'aretz amal medes al ha'amudim. Se'ara tluya bezroya. Meaning, Hashem is holding up the world, whole world. What does that mean? Uchlala imenu. Vadavar asher dibarti. Shekivin she'ena metzias ha'machudosh mimenu yizbarach mukhrach elo klal. Kein areyu nitvach. Rak ha'masher tzoyne ha'parshat roitze boi. Since there is no metzias in the world that's mukhrach, page nun, so Mamela, everything's totally in the Ratzon Hashem. The Tavini Ma'oid. Sharak Ritzoinai Vigzerasoi. Only the Ratzon Hashem and his Xeris. Zois Hu Hamokon L'chol HaNimtzoyim. That is the place where the Nitzoyim exists. The Nitzoyim, the world exists in the Ratzon Hashem. Vizula Zeh Ein Lehoya Mokom Klal. And without that, there is no Mokom for the world. V'alkein hu yizbarach kodom v'aday. That's why Hashem is kodom. Ach ein bri also kodom, but the bri is not kodom. U'lafukei ha-minim sh'oimrim. Kivon shuhu kodom, tzarech shegam ha-oilam yiyye kadmoin. Kivon shuhu kodom, tzarech shegam ha-oilam yiyye kadmoin. This is against the Minim. The Minim say, well, the world also pre-existed everything else. No, Hashem pre-existed the world, and then Hashem created the world. He actually wrote Gazar Bazeh and told the Rata Hashem was to make a world. There was no Mokum for a world. Because before Hashem decided to make a world, there can't be anything other than Hashem. Because that would indicate a chasaron in him. Because in an mavadu, really, there is nothing outside of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in order to create a world, Hashem had to create something outside him. So the way to do that, he had to create a mokum that in that mokum is a space that you could create a world. Adrab l'fimitzi uso yizbarach ein lahem inyan ki einam kedavar hamut pa b'choik tivoy shel adam elahu levadu yizbarach yesh lo limotzi behechrech. Only Hashem is nimtza behechrech v'lo yuzos and nothing else is that pasher. There's nothing natural about the world that has to be this way. Let's look at that. We all have the footnote 107.
Yeah,
that's right. Habriya einam mushashas mutbas b'mahusa yizbarach. The Bria doesn't have to be k'moy pu'ulois av shel adam shenoy vayz mahusay like his pu'ulois. Ilo haya kach haya makom leimar kifish to aminim kishem shehu kadam kach habriya kadam. According to the minim, The world is mukhrach as much as it is an eved.
What's the idea? Why do they say that?
What does that mean?
Yeah, why do they say that it has to be like that?
Because they don't understand a metzias without the world.
Yeah, but like they're comparing. Because the boy is Kadmon, he measure who called them Tsarach Shagam Kadmon.
Because it's Hainu Hach. One doesn't precede the other. In the world, there's a Bayre. In the world, there's a God. But God is not a Metzias that created the world independently. More like whatever happened.
I know, but it sounds like their argument is coming somehow. I don't get it, but somehow because the Eibishter is Kadmon, and that's Mukhrif that the world.
Because it's mukhrach that there had to be a world. It's mukhrach that Hashem had to create a world, but it's as much it's mukhrach, it's as much kadosh as it is.
In other words, they don't understand what Eilam Avada means.
Right. Not that we really do either, but we know that
We
it's
believe
true.
it.
Right. So Memela, Brahma Briah Khud Shabir Soine Hapashot, Klaimar, Habilti Mukba, Lachin Ain Musaglanu, Hashaina Tolim Bashum Goyim, Lachin Ain Lama Shu Kutuma, Mitsuse is Barshi, Mitsuse Mahakh Baladis, Shoil Kol Mitsuse Hachrechis Hacheres, Kiavazoz in the Nevada, exactly. So there is no way in the way we understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu that there should be a Mitsuse for anything else.
I've heard people say that because of this argument that the whole world is basically the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadmon, so what's there to what did Hashem create? There's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
So it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what that means really, but
That's
it sounds like he's saying
right. There's a
that Hashem
certain
was
Indian. There's a
created like
Hashem. This is
a
what the concept of
place.
Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means Hashem contracted himself. Kilo,
It sounds
like
like he's
literally, if you're
saying
just
that,
taking it
like,
literally, Tzimtzum Kipshuta, Lav Kipshuta, Machlokes, and the major Achronim, if Tzimtzum's Kipshuta or not. But let's just, for argument's sake, for Marshall's sake, Hashem did a Tzimtzum. That's how Rizal says. It was a Tzimtzum. And the Tzimtzum created a halal, a place which was va devoid of godliness. And in that halal, Hashem put a kav, was mashpia, to create a world in the halal. Because without the Tzimtzum, there's no room for a world. Like you're saying, because you just
well,
said,
what is the world? What does he mean when he says
there's no room
that
for
there's
anything. There's no room for a nivra.
so the world is also part of the Tzimtzum.
The Tzimtzum was the way that Hashem created the Makom to create the world.
What does it mean in Kav?
That's the Hashpah into the Chalal.
That referring to the physical creation, or that refers to some type of a ruchnius session?
That's a Hashpah that Hashem made a Ratzon to in order to create in the Chalal world.
But why do you need a kav if the Tzimtzum itself is Kol Kulei Shefa? It's a Tzimtzum of Hashem.
No, but the Tzimtzum is that now Hashem says, I'm going to create a space that there could be something. This is the question, how to say it. It's very dangerous to talk about this because you can be saying the wrong thing and it's going to be apikarsis. So you don't want to say apikarsis, but basically there's two ways to say it. Either you say Hashem created a space devoid of him, and in that space is where he created the world. That's a dangerous way of saying it. The
That
Tzimtzum
sounds like how Rachel's, no?
Tzimtzum
Isn't that how it sounds like
it
he's that
sounds like maybe
Hashem
saying that
created
a place.
a place that like it was a
So Chaim
bria?
Volozhiner and the Baal HaTanya and a lot of other people say that's not what it means. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Metzias that it can appear as though there's something other than him. But it's not really. It's just the way we're Messiahis to the world. So the Tzimtzum is not Kipshutoi. As a matter of fact, the Nafka Mina is how do you translate the word Tzimtzum? If you go with the first way, Tzimtzum means to contract. If you go with the second way of Chaim V'lozhiner, it says Tzimtzum means to conceal. Not to contract, to hide.
But didn't the Ramchal say
Ramchal is
that?
more mashma, if you really want to take it literally, that's more Tzimtzum Kipshutai.
Right.
Because he says, El Bertsoise Bohem, if you go to the third to last line, the Gazak Zerazois, Shiyimtsu and Mtsoim, or Zeshla Mokim,
Right.
Volobeloise, the Nimsosha Kishagaza Bazari, Nasan Mokim Lahol Habinyonim Shabana
Right.
It sounds like there is a real Malcolm for that.
Not being as whether that song is true, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Because if you say it like this.
Yeah. I mean, you have to know exactly what that means. Right. But the Nefesh HaChaim is clearly learning that it stems from Lav Kipshutai.
Why can't you say Hashem creates a space within himself?
Well, everything we know of is himself. So
Right.
that's essentially what Tzimtzum Kipshutai would mean,
Okay.
isn't it? I think that that's really what Tzimtzum Kipshutai means. And I
Yeah.
don't know if it's so oisgehalten to
What does
say
that
Tzimtzum
mean?
Kipshutai.
Oscar Halton.
What?
What does Oscar Halton mean?
I mean, I don't know if it's like really the proper, accepted philosophy. Oh, well.
Well, we're trying to describe something that's indescribable.
We don't have the kalim, we don't have the way to really understand this concept, correct? So everything we're talking is mishalim. Simsum chalal, kav, all these things. Okay, now. V'oytavini, understand one more thing. Shava bisha Hashem is happy with the world. And it's made to be give kavod to Hashem. Don't think that without a world there will be lack of kavod. Nivroim. There is no room for Nivroim in a world of a pure godliness, of a that the Minhashem had a to create, because he wanted the Nevroim, they have an ability to give him covet and simcha. But it's not that he lacked covet and simcha, and then the Nevroim give it to him. Kol Zman, there was no room for Nevroim, there was no chesaron of simcha or covet by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minute that Hashem had a rotzen for it, he also created a system in which the kavod and the simcha comes to him. Now, it's a little bit shver, this whole thing. It sounds like today we are adding kavod and simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria. It's just he's saying it's not muchach that without that he was missing it. I would say that the idea of giving kavod is not that he needs the kavod, obviously. Now, giving the kavod is for the Nevroim to give a kavod because that's a schus for them when they're giving kavod. But it's not lacking anything anyway. The way he's saying it does sound like there is a shtickle. In today's world, there is a something that we're adding to Hashem Kiyu. It's a little bit schwer. This is what 619 is about this question. So we'll learn it tomorrow, maybe. If you made a place to build and you didn't build, there would be a problem. Anything that happens in the world, it's not required. It's just the fact is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it that way. Again, Raka Pi Achivitz Hazeh Chitshom Kulam Ve'inam Mukrachim Boim. Aval Gamim Bechlal HaBinyonim HaMalim Esamokom Hazeh Ke'ilu Ve'ilu Tshich Ma'ashlom Asachivitz Hazeh. Okay, so he's saying that it didn't add to the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but now that he made the Bria, he did make it in a way that it's required to give him covenant. But I want to learn 19 together because I think that there's a little bit of shirka here. Read that clock. Okay, special, that's it.